He did actually ask to come earlier, but then his office had to change it at short notice. But he's requested to come now on the Friday the 24th to discuss the housing policy, and probably specifically in relation to Donegal. And he has also specifically asked not just to meet with the executive or the housing section, but to meet with the 37 elected members in the morning for at least two and a half hours, so to get their views as to housing policy in Donegal.
And how important do you think is it that the minister comes here and listens to what councillors have to say? Because of course they have the ear, the direct ear of those that elected them.
Exactly, and I think it's very, very important, because the councillors will feed back into the minister, and the minister will go back into the Department of the Environment. They have a very substantial budget for housing provision right across the 26 counties this year, and we expect to get a good chunk of that. And in talking to the senior officials of housing today, you know, we purchased quite a large number of houses in Donegal last year. There is a kind of an assumption from both myself and some of the members of the council that there may be a wee tweaking of that in 2017, where they may ask that Donegal County Council get involved in more construction. However, you know, that should only happen, I think, and maybe other members would be looking at that as well, that should only happen if it's more cost effective for the council to build rather than to acquire.
We are speaking in the context of recent figures published which show a massive vacancy rate in Donegal, which would perhaps, you know, lend support to your point.
Exactly, and these are houses that are vacant, they're laying there and there's nobody living in them, so why not Donegal County Council acquire them at a reasonable price, which is what I'm being told happened in 2016, and those houses are now coming on stream, quite a large number of them here, even in the Glenties electoral area, but right across the county. So if we can acquire houses, existing houses, cheaper than we can build them, that's the way we should be going down, that's the road we should have gone down.